The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolland Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Fraught with technical difficulties, it's the Nate Dolland Show.
So many fucking difficulties.
There's an internet-ish situation here. So we're going to freestyle this show a little bit.
Not rapping freestyle.
No.
Freestyling.
Yeah, we're just going to be...
free-falling.
We're going to be telling some stories and talk about some of the things that we're going to talk about on the show, but maybe not in such great detail. So, and Kareem's sick, and Sam is not here yet.
So it's another... It's like you get double the Wilhongness. Because it's just you and me.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. It's a lot like the Well Hung podcast. And I've done shows with just, obviously, with you every week. It's a little bit shorter show. And, when this show first started, with Larry Mel and myself, if one of them was off, the two of us would do a show. So But to do it with no internet is a special new challenge. So, hey, Comcast, turn my internet back on. Please? What's weird is some of it works and some of it doesn't. So please just hang out with us as we do what we can to entertain you.
And then maybe Ace is going to turn into a little shit. This fool, this fucker, yeah. I think he's the one that fucked it up, right? Because he got up on the windowsill and then it stopped working. And then he comes down and I think he wants to cuddle. He comes down and like kneads the inside of my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And I scream like a little bitch. And he's just up on the, jumps up and looks at me and just kind of, looks at me. Next thing I know, little fucker comes and snuggles with me. And I'm just like, I can't be mad no more.
He is a charming asshole.
Right? Like, teach me your game. Fucking, that's like me going to a bar and tripping a bitch and then just asking for her number afterwards.
You should try that.
You know, it'd be like, oh, you fell for me earlier.
That's right. You have to be cuddly, though.
Oh, I am. I'm adorable. No, I'm not. Oh, this was cute. This is really funny. So we went to Starbucks the other day, my friend and I. And I wore my keys. If you are familiar, I have a bit about how, like, you can tell that I'm gay because I wear my keys.
Okay.
And it's, so we go to Starbucks and I order my drink. And I just got a green tea unsweetened. And she's like, oh, the girl at the register was all like sad. And like, she's like, oh, you don't want sweetener? I'm disappointed. And I was like, well, I don't need it. I'm already sweet enough. I was just obviously fucking around. It was like, I wasn't actually hitting on her. It was more hitting on myself in public. That's what it was. So my friend next to me, she's this cute little petite girl, Asian girl in her workout clothes. Looks totally straight. There's no way people would think she's gay, right?
Right.
And so she orders her drink. She pays for my drink and orders her drink. And she's like, dude, like, I, damn it. Like, I wanted to buy, I actually owe you more than a drink. Cause I was like, oh, thanks. You didn't have to buy that for me. She's like, I owe you more than a drink. You took me out to, you picked me up from the airport at like midnight. I owe you more than that. I wanted to get you a meal, but that just, we don't have time. And the girl at the register was like, oh, you can buy me a meal. I was like, did my homegirl just get hit on? Like, did I just set up this volley for her and then she just, spiked it and shit? I was like, holy shit. And my friend didn't like register. She was so uncomfortable. She was like, why? Like, kind of gave it that look of like, why? I don't know her. Why is she asking? I was like, dude, you just got hit on, like, hardcore. And she's like, it's your fault. It's because you're wearing your keys. She probably thinks I'm gay. Or if she thinks we're together, why do you think she thought, like, why would she think that it's okay for you to hit on her in front of me? That's so rude. And I'm like, first off, I didn't hit on her. Like, we were starting arguing like we're in a couple. I was like, dude, I didn't hit on her. I didn't hit on anybody. You're the one that got hit on. And she was like, no, why would I? That's so rude. You're right next to me. I'm like, dude, we're not even together. Like,
yeah, and then you suddenly turn into a couple and fight.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened one time at the strip club.
So, how was your week? What were you up to other than going out for coffee?
When did I go out for coffee?
You just told us the tea.
Oh yeah,
Starbucks.
And
I had a couple of gigs.
Yeah, I've been
and we've been off for 2 weeks because we recorded early, and we were off. We had new shows, but we did not record Memorial Day.
Yeah. Let's see. What have I been? up to? I honestly, time has stopped. Just had a couple shows. Been doing that. Just being at home, traveling a lot. I think that's it. Like, just trying to... Oh, my friend got engaged. So that was, like, really cute and shit.
Nice.
Friend's daughter's birthday party. She was 3, and it was Frozen themed, and I walked in, and I was so overwhelmed because there's so many tiny people there. I was like, I need alcohol right now. So... Yeah, I mean, life has been pretty good. It's been fun. I don't know if I should talk about this because I don't want to jinx it.
Well, then don't.
Yeah,
you
never
don't
mind.
Have to. What is it? Give us a hint as to what it's about. Is it a career related thing? Is it a romantic related thing?
It's like semi romantic.
Okay.
Yeah, all I don't right. want to. I don't want to jinx
okay.
it. But it was a really good story. So
you,
I don't know.
Well, you can tell the story after it happens or falls through. Either way,
yeah,
it'll
true.
Still be a good story.
That's true. Usually, like, the best stories are the ones that fall through, but I hope this one doesn't fall
right.
through. Right. Because my track record has not been the best.
Yeah, it's a good...
You know, I'm not trying to get another hamster or anything.
No, you don't want to do that.
But she doesn't know about this podcast, so I think I'm okay.
Okay. Unless she Googles you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because it will come up.
That's you're right. I didn't... You know, I'm actually not... Have you Googled yourself?
Yeah. You know what comes up? NateDarlingShow.com, where you should go and click the Shop Amazon tab if you'd like to help support the show. It's super easy, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Kicks a couple bucks our way, and hey, why not? It's a free show. We give you free shows every week. Free comedy, free embarrassing stories. How about that 300th show full of embarrassing stories? I'm still taken aback by the fact that Kareem really doesn't understand what an embarrassing story is.
Are you really, like, we all know Kareem. Are we really surprised? Like,
No. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to the 300th episode of the show, the Friday version. So it would be 300C with the current cast. And we're all telling embarrassing stories. I forget what Sam's were because he's got a ton of them. he started out by telling the story of how he cried in his girlfriend's arms the night before. And that was not his embarrassing story. You had plenty of stories. I had
you had some good stories.
I had stories of falling down in traffic and a girl shitting her pants in my car
but
on the third date.
That's more embarrassing for her. I wonder if she tells that story still. Like,
oh,
if
no.
someone says, tell me your most embarrassing story, that she thinks of that.
That would be awesome if there was somewhere else in the country this chick is telling the same story. Now, Kareem's embarrassing story, although I did tell the one of where I fell down in traffic. That was an embarrassing story.
You know...
Fell off the curb
yeah,
into the street.
I told you the story how I basically... face planted so bad that like I sprained the top of my foot and I was on crutches for 2 weeks in the middle of WeHo after the clubs
yes.
got out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I relate to the whole falling off the curb thing,
yeah.
especially since I wasn't
well,
a fucking dress.
Well, I was sober and it was the middle of the day. I just thought
I was in a dress.
I just thought it was a short curb, and it turned out the curb was like 18 inches. I stepped off. It was like a fall off a cliff. So Kareem's embarrassing story was he went away to cheerleading camp, and he got a nickname that they told him in front of this girl he liked, but he still got laid a bunch of times but not by the one particular girl that he liked. That was his embarrassing story. That he went away to camp and got laid a bunch of times. He's like, yeah, but I got a nickname. And I was like, no, that is not an embarrassing story. So sad. He's so smart, too.
He doesn't
realize that that's not embarrassing.
I think he really doesn't. Like, I don't think he really. I don't think he'd be the type that he probably has a story where he shat in some girl's car or some shit and he doesn't want to tell it.
Oh, that could be. That could
you know
very
what
well
I mean?
Be. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he really that doesn't know what embarrassing means. You're right. Like, that was not correct.
You're saying he's not opening up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true.
Like, for me, I live in denial.
Sure.
There's a difference.
Sure. And there are certain things. I get there are certain things you don't want to say in a public forum, and that's fine. But you know, you got to do better than that. So that was that. I went to the doctor. Got a full checkup. And
like, what do you mean?
Well,
do they do the?
Not yet. No, there was none of that. But I did have blood work done, and I do have high blood pressure. So congratulations, me. That's right. It's the silent killer.
I feel like you should not.
Not what?
Be okay with this.
Well, I'm on medication for it. There's really not much more I can do.
Oh.
I'm on medication, and I had started the diet like a week prior to going to the doctor. So I can't really do much more than that. But here's the fun part about going to the doctor now. And I had blood work done, and you sign up, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing that I did it. But you can get, and it's kind of cool, because, and I'm going through Sutter here in Sacramento, but they do it all around the country now.
I see you logging in.
I'm logging in to my Sutter Health account because it's kind of cool because I have no internet and this is going to be the show. We're going to talk about shit. It's trying to log on using the Wi-Fi. Of course it is. God damn it. This no internet thing. How did we live without the internet? I should know. I lived without the internet for so long, but I wasn't doing a podcast then. Let's see. Wi-Fi off. Off with your Wi-Fi. Now I should be able to get in here. Yay, there we go. So what it has is it shows you your appointments that you have coming up and that you've gotten past, health reminders, like when you're supposed to get things, medications. So if I click medications, it shows lisinopril, which is a combination of two medicines, and that's for the high blood pressure. So I'm on that. It also shows, here's the dangerous part. It shows you test results. So the test results came in, and I can see them. But I'm not going back to the doctor until next week. So some of them are pretty easy, like thyroid function. I'm fine. The glycohemoglobin, I'm fine. The ones with exclamation points, there's something amiss with those.
Oh, that's not good. Did you Google? Did you WebMD yourself?
No. I haven't had time. These just came in today. My vitamin D is low. It's supposed to be between 30 and 100. It's at 18. I have no idea what that means.
It means you're not going outside enough.
I have no idea what that means.
You're not going outside. I just told you.
My lipid profile, I do have high cholesterol. Although it's not, I don't think it's that terribly high. But again, I'm not a doctor. So I don't really know what...
what's the ranking say?
It doesn't. It tells you what the standard range is. So, like, overall cholesterol, the standard range, they want it to be less than 200. Mine's 235. So it's not like, oh, my God, your arteries are all blocked, but it ain't great news. And so, like I said, a lot of these I don't know how to read. This is the one. So comprehensive metabolic panel, sodium. I'm in the standard range. I'm at the top of the standard range for potassium, for chloride, for CO2. I'm a little high for glucose, although there was another test for sugar that was fine. I'm fine for nitrogen. I'm fine for... But you go through here, and it's like, what does all this fucking mean? Before, you had to wait until you went to the doctor, and they would go through the whole thing. Now it's all right here, but now I don't fucking know what it means. Although I was talking to my dad and he said, well, it's probably not that bad because they didn't call you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, because there's a, you know, if it's really bad, they'll call you.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they don't call me and I see the results and I'm like, I think we should talk about this. This looks important.
Well, my whole thing is I don't want to be on a bunch of pills if I don't need to be. If I need to be on a pill, okay. But if I don't need to be on a pill, I'm not going on it because I have started back with a diet plan where for the most part, it's lean protein, fruits and vegetables, not eating processed foods, none of that. The last time I weighed myself, I had lost 9 pounds in a little under 2 weeks.
Oh, nice, man.
So everything is working. Here's the fun thing. Here's the other thing about the doctor's office. walk in and you come in, come back through, and they tell you to step on the scale. First thing, right through the door, there's a scale. And it's a big one there. It's one they can wheel a wheelchair onto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And then they tell you, come on over here. We're going to see how tall you are. Take off your shoes. I could have taken off my shoes for the weigh-in, too.
That's
now it's suddenly super important for me to take off my shoes.
Oh, that's how I feel. I always subtract when I do the weighs.
And here's the other thing that's really mind-boggling to me. This, she measured me, and Leslie went with me because she wanted me to go to the doctor for sleep apnea. She thinks I have sleep apnea. So she measures me, but they put the thing down to the top of your head, yeah, and it should be level. Leslie said it looked like it was pointed up, sort of like giving the Heil Hitler salute with the thing. So she goes in, oh, it's in centimeters. I have to convert it. And she tells me that I'm 5'5" and 9/10". And I'm like, and Leslie's like, I'm 5'7" and he's taller than me. And she gets measured at the same fucking doctor's office. Same doctor's office.
Wait, 5'7" and you're...
I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8".
So it was kind of close.
It was 2 inches off.
Did you say five?
She said five. It was a little under 5'6".
I thought for some reason I heard like 5'9", and I was like,
no.
I'm not understanding. It was
no.
Right there.
She measured me, and she was like, well, and I go, whatever, and I go. I go, it's going to be really shocking when I come back and I've grown 2 inches. And then Leslie turns to me and she goes, they don't check your height again. Motherfuckers weigh you every time you walk into that goddamn thing, but they don't check your height again?
Man,
I'm going to be like, shoes, I'm going to walk through the door. I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to get on the scale. I'm going to go, how you like me now? Now let's check the height again. But one more time.
You stick it to
them. Because I really want to know what the reaction will be if I grow 2 inches in a week and a half.
I think you should.
That would be hilarious.
Watch, that thing is like still broken. You're still the same height.
Yeah, now I'm 5'4.5".
Oh my God.
I'm shrinking away to nothing.
I grew an inch after college, I think, or in college, because I'm 5'6". Someone told me the other day that I'm 5'7". I'm like, that's flattering, but I'm definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not like 5'8.5". No, I'm 5'8". I'm right at the 5'8". If you were to say, 5'7¾", I'd be like, okay, whatever. Not willing to fight about it. But 5'5". I'm not 5'. Like I said, my girlfriend goes to the same doctor. She is 5'7". She has been measured there, and I am taller than she is. So,
are you sure it's not the nurse's fault?
I'm pretty sure it is the nurse's fault.
Yeah, I don't trust all the
nurses. Because like you said, it's supposed to be level. It's supposed to go out flat, sit on top of your head and sit out flat. And what Leslie said was it looked like it was pointing up in the air. So she pushed the back down too far. So it was like this on top of my head.
But see,
when
I
it should
like
be
should,
like that.
Yeah, she should be able to see that. So I don't understand why she just... I don't, because it is kind of important. Like 2 inches.
Well, I... yeah, it is. Yeah. 2 inches is very important.
It is.
especially when it's true.
Oh, God. Sorry. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
I did that. Took my blood. Did all the blood tests. And then the next thing is I just got... They say, you should get a call for your referrals. Because I need to get a referral for a colonoscopy. Because I am of the age that I should get a colonoscopy. And
so much fun.
And have you gotten one?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'm looking forward to it. No, I'm not. I understand you drink a bunch of terrible stuff, so you evacuate the entirety of your body.
That is the worst, like, 12, 13 hours you'll have in your whole entire life.
And then you go in, they dope you the fuck up.
That's fun.
They essentially give you the date rape drug.
Yep.
And then they insert about 26 feet of hose into your intestines.
You know, it was great. I woke up in the middle of it and I was like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm so grateful I'm not a gay man, and fell back asleep. And they were just like, the fuck? I was a hoot, apparently, because I was so drugged up.
So I was told I was expecting a call, but no, I got a message in this app saying thank you for choosing our GI practice. I didn't to assist you. It's a referral, so we get the referral from your primary care physician, and would like to get your care started at your earliest convenience. Please contact our office, yada 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 yada, which I will do as soon as I can contact Leslie and find out when she can be available, because I will need a ride.
They won't let you leave.
You can't leave.
Yeah, because you'll be so
they don't pull the hose out.
Oh my gosh, I was like, oh, that was so much fun. I almost want to go again.
That was so much fun.
I want to go again.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, just to the hospital for the drugs.
Oh, okay.
Not to like get a fucking, because I had the endoscopy and then the colonoscopy.
Oh, so they went at you from both ends.
Yeah.
Human centipede.
It was gross. That is gross. That is gross.
That is awesome. They give you the human centipede. Not at the same time, though, right? Because no, that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. And I definitely, that means I would have told them I don't like being, I'm glad I'm not a gay man with a tube down my throat at the same time.
That's true.
That would apply too, actually, huh?
Yeah.
Or no, even a straight female wouldn't have to get that tube down her throat.
So, yeah, fun at the doctor's office. And
at least you have, like, my only thing, I just hate Kaiser with a passion.
Oh, see, I did not get Kaiser. I had Kaiser before, and I went to a Kaiser place one time, and how do I put this delicately?
Don't. I hate Kaiser.
I would love to have, if only for the understanding of the language, to have a doctor whose first language is English. And at Kaiser, that seemed impossible. Because I went a couple of different times to a couple of different people, and always with a thick accent. Always with a thick accent. And it's more that I want to be able to understand what they're saying than anything, because it is your health. That being said, my next challenge is to find a pharmacist in the greater Sacramento area who has English as a first language, because that's also a challenge, too.
I feel like at Kaiser, they're all, yeah, everyone, yeah, was
of a foreign land.
No, they were
all the
English.
All the ones I encountered.
Which Kaiser
were,
did you go to?
It was, this is really interesting for everybody around the country. It was the one over off Fair Oaks. That was the one I went to.
Oh, I've never been to that one. Maybe that's why.
It could be. But no, I have Blue Cross and Blue Shield now, so I can go to a lot wider variety. Thing with Kaiser, it's really only in California. And
yeah, and they're shitty. They are so shitty.
I know some people who really like them, and that's fine.
Kaiser almost killed me, and they almost killed my dad like 3 times, all because they don't know how to read a fucking chart.
Well, that's unfortunate. That really is.
It's bullshit. I've only had bad experiences with Kaiser with that. And it's not like, you know, bad customer service or like, you know, something like I want someone that can speak like that. That I can,
sure.
You know, it's the fact that they are inadequate and lazy. Like every person I've encountered there is inadequate or lazy, or they can't do anything because of all the red tape. Like that's the only 3 people I've encountered there. And every good person I met that works at Kaiser, I met at a bar, and they retired, and they're just brilliant and they care about their patients. So I just somehow missed the boat with the great doctors and nurses at Kaiser. Like that's the thing that pisses me off.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are good people that work there. It's just such a crapshoot.
It is.
Of who you're going to get.
That's what gets me, is that I don't feel like you should have that bad. It shouldn't be that much of a crapshoot. Like it should, your chances should be higher.
I mean, and ultimately, I didn't even pick my doctor. Leslie picked my doctor because I was like, here's my thing. What's why I hate going to the doctor? Because so many doctors, as soon as you walk in the door, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, you should lose weight. As opposed to looking at you as a person and going, let's see what's going on with you. Let's run some tests. And then go, okay, you have this and this and this, and you know, here's some of the things you should be doing. And yeah, if you could lose 20, 30 pounds, that would be ideal. That would be very helpful. But so many of them, that's like the first thing. It's
God.
They're dicks about it. They're just dicks about it. And it's like, you know, fuck you, dude. So anyway, I have the same doctor as my girlfriend. which if we break up is going to be weird. not that I'm expecting that we're going to break up, but if we did, it would be like, oh, who's getting the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, no, this my doctor's really cool, and she's not going to do that. And so, you know, it was really funny because we were sitting in there, and she goes, and one of the things I put down is sleep apnea because Leslie thinks I have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
So the doctor goes, so tell me about your experience with sleeping. And I said, well, here's my experience with sleeping. I go to bed, I fall asleep. Then anywhere between one and three times during the night, I wake up, I go to the restroom, I come back, I lay back down, and I go to sleep. And then she turns to Leslie and she goes, and what's your experience with this sleeping? And Leslie goes, well, it's, you know, he will be doing this, and it's like he won't move. And then she goes, well, does he stop breathing? Yeah, he stops breathing, and then there's like a big... And I said, I'm not really stopped breathing. That's my ninja sleep. And the doctor laughed out loud. And I'm like, all right, I can work with this person.
Oh, that's dope.
Because if you can work with that, there was not even a hesitation. You know, not that like, oh, I have to be professional. It's like, no, that's my ninja sleep mode. Just like, yes,
that's dope, dude. Ninja sleep mode, that's dope.
That's what I'm gonna call that those few seconds I stop breathing just before I gasp desperately for the air for life while unconscious is my ninja sleep mode. In my dreams I'm sneaking up on people and killing them with swords.
Oh my god,
that's what's happening.
I might have to use that. That's dope.
Hey, don't steal my material. Oh, Carlos Mencia. hey,
he did become famous. I don't know, man, that ninja sleep joke. No, I can't really. I don't sleep. So what did the doctor say about this, or are we just waiting on test results?
The sleeping, I got a referral, and just like the colonoscopy that they're going to do somewhere else, the sleep people will contact me.
So it's because they have to do a test, right?
Like, oh yeah,
it's not something that's like just regularly diagnosed. Like
you have to go and do a what's called a sleep study. And I've not done one of these. My dad has done one of these. My mom, before she passed away, had done these. You go to a room and they've got cameras on you the whole time. And they stick electrodes all over your head and your chest and your body. And then they tell you, good night, have a good sleep. And they just stare at you and monitor you all night. Do you have any idea how little sleep I'm going to get that night? How little sleep?
Because you can't take drugs?
No.
Oh.
No, that would fuck with the whole result.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
No, nobody's going to be comfortable. No one's comfortable doing that. That's the point. At a certain point, exhaustion will set in and you will fall asleep.
Is that what they're banking on, though?
I think they're banking on when you just lay there quietly, you'll fall asleep. But I'm told you can bring stuff in like, you can bring your iPad in. And I'm like, good. Can I watch Netflix? So we'll see how that goes.
I'll stay up all night to fuck with them.
Well, yeah, because that's really what I want to do. I want to schedule, because I'm going to have to take time off of work, or because I'm not going the day after a sleep study. I'm not going to be able to go into work and function like a normal human being. It's just not going to happen. So there's that. So I don't really want to fuck with it. But when this is all done. They will allege, and I love how they go, well, it's good that you're doing this when you're starting to try and get back into shape, because it gives us a baseline.
There you go.
It gives us a baseline. And I'm just thinking, how many prescriptions on this baseline? Because we got one so far. I'm not sure if I'm high enough to demand the cholesterol meds or not. That's why I don't know. I don't know how to read any of this. And I'm low in vitamin D. Do I just take a vitamin? What's going on with that?
You stand outside. I don't understand. Like, oh, no, vitamin D. Vitamins are really, like, good for you, though.
Yes, I know.
But, like, go outside more is all you need to do.
Well, you'll
be fine in the summer if you go outside.
I will wait for the doctor to let me know on this.
Oh my god. Vitamin D, it's the fucking sun, dude. Like
sometimes. I just want
I'm so done with you. I like how you're like, I'm like, there's some things you can just figure out on your own and the doctor doesn't need to tell you.
Hey, they tested for it. That's all I'm saying is they tested. So I will be going back and finding out next week, full updates on if I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Based upon the test results. Will he die soon?
Dun, dun, dun.
You have high blood pressure. They do call it. Here's the funny thing. She goes, it's high. We really should start you on this. I'll do a low dose because, you know, you're eating better and you're exercising more and all that. So we'll do a low dose. And it is a very small pill. And I said, so what should I be noticing with this? And she starts to run through the side effects, and she runs through all of them.
Oh, yeah, well, you have to.
And they're not really big ones. You know, the worst one is a dry cough. And if you have a dry cough, you go back in, and they put you on something different. And I said, no. What I want to know is, once I'm on this, should I notice that I'm feeling better? And she goes, no, probably not. because yeah, that's why it's known as the silent killer. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
By the way, yeah, the silent killer that you got there, that when you least expect it. And then I asked her, so how vigorously can I work out? You know, just checking in. She goes, well, you know, walking's fine. Light biking is fine. She goes, I wouldn't get too strenuous with it, you know, because, you could have a heart attack or a stroke. you're really encouraging.
Yeah, I think, like, stuff like that.
I think she was just basically saying, wait till all of your tests come back, and then we'll talk about it. Because, again, we'll see where my blood pressure is, because I will have been on the medication for, like, 10 days when I go back into the doctor.
I mean, yeah, I guess you can't feel it, huh?
No. No, it is, in fact, the silent killer. And
that's crazy.
Here's the other thing that will kill you.
Oh, that makes sense, because my dad always had high blood pressure.
Yeah, here's the other thing that will kill you. Sleep apnea will kill you.
Yeah, because you stop breathing, right?
Well, yes, but there was, I think the most famous case of this would be Reggie White. He's an NFL Hall of Famer. He played for the Packers and the Eagles. Died at, like, 49 years old.
Wasn't that recent?
At this point, I think it was like 10 or 12 years ago. I'd look
Never
it up
mind,
on,
JK.
I would look it up online, but the internet's down for us here. So that's kind of like, well, I probably should do something about this and, you know, kind of make sure everything is working properly.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely supporting that.
So, hold on. I just got a text message from Sam Platts.
Did you tell him the internet's down?
No. I'm telling him, yes, head over now.
He's so cute. Who is this? Look at this little cutie.
Yeah, Ace is
obsessed with him.
Yeah, well, he's an adorable cat. Hef is adorable in his own way, too.
Hef was sitting like a slut earlier.
He does. Every now and then, it's weird. You'll come in, and I walked in with Leslie the other day, and he was sitting on the couch doing the thing where he's folded over and he's cleaning his belly. So his hind legs are out like he's in stirrups and he's like licking his belly all the way down to his butthole.
That's sexy.
Just doing the clean. Yeah, and he had the bit. We're like, hey, Hef. And he just gave us the biggest don't give a fuck look ever in the history of cat kind. Yeah. Oh, the doctor.
I hate the doctor with the passion.
The other fun thing this weekend, went to see San Andreas.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's the movie with The Rock about the earthquakes.
Still don't know what that is.
San Andreas, it's a fault, runs the length of California. The Rock is an actor, used to be a wrestler.
Oh, I know who The Rock is.
Okay, hey, I'm just checking. You're just hitting me with a lot of don't know who that is.
I just feel like I've been saying that a lot lately. I just look... Okay. How do I put this? I never thought I was stupid. Let me rephrase. I've said some stupid things. I'm
sure.
Not the greatest at communicating. I just never considered myself stupid.
Right.
But I'm not saying that I'm like a genius either.
Okay, just an average
person. I'm just an average person that tries.
Yep.
Okay, I just never really had the resources. There's some things I'm good at, but overall. I've been talking to someone who's incredibly smart. That, like, about 80% of the time when she talks, I just look at her and I just have this stupid look on my face.
Is your mouth open while she's talking?
Well, she's, like, really cute. So I just stare at her and I just smile. And she's like, or I laugh. And she's like, what's so funny? And I'm just like, you're pretty. Like, that's because I can't follow along because I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I feel really stupid.
You tell the smart girls they're pretty and the pretty girls are smart. You will go far by doing that, by the way. Tell the smart girls they're pretty and the pretty girls they're smart, because they don't hear that a lot.
Oh,
pretty girls hear they're pretty all the time, so they're like, whatever. Smart girls hear you're smart, they're like, that means I'm ugly. You switch them up a little bit, boom.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I forgot how we're talking about what we're talking about completely.
That you have to say I don't know what that is a lot.
Oh, yeah, but there was a reason why I brought that up. I think it was, because you were just like, you broke it down for me like I was stupid again. And I was like, I'm just used to just making, asking questions down to like the last, there's no way to interpret, like down to the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't look stupid, because I'm pretty sure there's one of these days I'm going to pretend I know something, because she probably will say something and it means something else somewhere else.
Sure.
And I'll be like, oh, I totally know. And then she's going to call me out on it. So I'm getting into the habit of just asking things to like... make sure. So I was like, okay, The Rock and who? Okay, can we break it down a little more, because I know who The Rock is. A little more about the movie.
So basically, San Andreas, the idea is there, the two concurrent storylines are scientists at Caltech have figured out a way to predict when earthquakes are going to happen. So Paul Giamatti's in it, and he's a very good actor, well respected. The Rock plays a helicopter pilot who rescues people for the Los Angeles Fire Department. And he and his wife are almost divorced, and he's supposed to drive his daughter up to college in San Francisco. By the way, the actress who plays his daughter is actually 29 years old. And although she looks 19, so she looks great. And she played Woody Harrelson's mistress in season one of True Detective. So if you look that up, she does a full strip tease for him. Handcuffs him to a shelf and does a full strip tease and shows her magnificent, magnificent breasts.
Who is this again? True Detective, Woody Harrelson's girlfriend?
Yeah. Or you could just look up San Andreas. But,
San Andreas. Okay, just for the record, I'm probably going to stop paying attention until I see this picture.
Yeah, she's quite fetching, and she's 29, which made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, that's just,
watching the movie.
Yeah, I always feel weird about the age thing, because it's like, I know how old you are, but you look a certain, you know, okay, I'm going to say it, the whole 18-year-old thing, right? Like, I knew she was 18, but she looked way older, and I still felt dirty.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I feel like kind of sometimes you get that anyway. San Andreas.
So there's some earthquakes in Nevada that end up destroying the Hoover Dam. So The Rock can't drive his daughter up to San Francisco.
Is the daughter's name Blake?
Blake.
Okay. Got her.
Has to drive his... He can't drive her to San Francisco because the Hoover Dam is exploding. They're going to have to go somewhere else. Fast forward. Earthquakes destroy L.A. The scientists go, wait a minute. And it also shook San Francisco. Wait a minute. The earthquakes that you're feeling in San Francisco, that was the earthquake in L.A. It's not the earthquake that you're going to get there. Basically, San Francisco gets destroyed. Not just the Golden Gate Bridge. The city of San Francisco bites it in this one. It's pretty impressive special effects.
Damn, she's hot.
Yes, she is.
She does not look 19. She looks good. She's young.
She's 29.
Yeah, no, but like I think I saw a picture from her in the movie, and I was like, there's no way she passes. I mean, I guess that but she has a really nice face.
Yes.
Yes, very pretty face.
And magnificent breasts.
Okay, yes.
They are. I believe we can agree on this.
We definitely can agree on this. Holy shit, she's hot.
Yeah. So
after, I just want to point out, so I Google image her in True Detective, right? Because I want to just get to the point. So there's already like hella pictures of her and her titties. And then I go scroll down some more. And there's this, someone posted up a picture with her titties and put stars to cover them, and I was like, we already saw everything else. Like, this is like, I scrolled down quite a bit to get to the like the star picture. I was like, that should have been earlier if we're really just trying to be. She is hot.
Yeah, she's a very fetching young lady.
Crazy looking eyes.
Yeah, and the difference between True Detective and San Andreas, in True Detective, she had kind of light brown hair, and in San Andreas, it's very dark hair. And here's the thing about the movie. It's a really good summer movie. Stuff gets blown up. The acting is pretty decent. A lot of the plot points don't necessarily make sense, but they tie it all together, and it's a fun movie. We went to see it in 3D and got D-Box seats.
What's
so
D-Box?
D-Box seats are the seats that are independent, and they move when something moves in the movie.
Oh, shit.
So, like, when they were in the helicopter and The Rock is piloting the helicopter and the helicopter banks a little bit, your seat banks a little bit. When something, piece of debris falls and the ground shakes, your chair shakes. This was the perfect movie to go see in D-Box to spend a little bit extra. It ended up being, like, $17, $50, $18 a ticket to do that. So
was it worth it?
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Because it adds that much more to the movie-going experience. And it's really, if you look at it, it's about the same price as you'll pay to go see something in IMAX. Or, yeah, IMAX 3D. It's going to be the same price.
Okay, is this in the States yet, or it's like 4D, so it's, you're watching 3D and the chairs move at the same time?
Yes.
Or is that the D-Box? No, D-Box.
That's D-Box.
But is it the screen 3D too?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, this movie is in 3D as well. And it's not the cheese-ass 3D where they just throw shit at the screen. It's the type of 3D so that it gives everything depth, like the real world has when you look at it. So it's done really well, technically. And just a good summer movie. If you're looking to watch stuff get destroyed and see The Rock and... And an incredibly hot girl and a guy with a British accent and a little Paul Giamatti in there for you. So
I still don't know who that is.
Paul, yeah. Did you see, what is the movie? Sideways, about the wine. The wine tasting.
No.
He was in that.
I just can't get over how cute Ace is.
He's adorable. He's the most charming a-hole ever.
His eyes are closed. Oh, he's so cute.
So yeah, San Andreas, definitely go see it if you want to see a summer blockbuster movie. And it did very, very well. Let's see what else we got here. I had black guy news all planned out for Kareem this week.
Is that,
he's not here.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
And the internet's not working either. The highlight of black guy news was going to be there is a man in Kenya. He is offering, because he would like to marry the president's daughter, Malia, he is offering a dowry of 50 cows, 70 sheep, and 30 goats. And he would like to speak with someone at the embassy about officially making that offer. Because he's in love with Malia. The creepy, and he's a lawyer in Kenya. He's a Kenyan lawyer.
And he thought this was okay.
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned dowry. The creepy part is he says he's been in love with her since 2008, and she's 16 now. So,
oh,
yeah.
But that's okay.
Is it?
I don't know. In Kenya, is it not? Some cultures are different. I'm not judging. I kind of am a little bit, but I'm not. Who am I to say? Okay, I will say it. But in some cultures, it's a little different. Like, even for America, like, back, you know, was it the industrial complex? Like, back in the day, they had sent children to factories and stuff like that. So there wasn't really a concept of, no, it was way before then, never mind. But there was no concept of childhood. Children weren't children. They're like adults. Like, right when they can walk, they have to work, they have to do this and that. Now, in our time, there's childhood and stuff. And
yeah.
You're being a child. But maybe in a different culture, they're considered adults after like 12. I don't know.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess that the president is not going to accept the offer. It is a very generous one. He is leaving office in a couple of years here. He could start quite a second career after, you know, president, lawyer, and Harvard professor, as farmer with 50 cows, 70 sheep, and 30 goats.
Like, I wonder...
I mean, that's pretty good.
That actually goes through people's minds where they think, like, this is what I'm going to work for in life.
Well, back in the day, if you want to go back, at a certain point, that's what a dowry was. You made an offer.
Yeah.
You made the offer to the girl's father.
We're not back in the day. We are in present time.
Unless you're in 16. Kenya. Unless you're in Kenya.
Yeah,
maybe yes.
And you're a lawyer. There's so many...
You would think a lawyer would know better.
That's when and so I'm kind of confused. I tried really hard to defend him then, but then now I'm like, you know what? I really can't have your back now. Like, I'm trying to be understanding. Kareem, yeah. Where are you, man? Where are you?
He's under the weather.
I feel like he saw the headline.
I think he looked at the show prep, saw a headline that said black guy news and went, uh-uh.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm starting to feel
not,
sick.
I'm not coming in for that.
Definitely starting to feel sick.
Also, and we talked about this before, too, but now it's open. It's the all-male version of Hooters, and it's called Tallywhackers, and it's now open in Texas.
What's Tallywhackers?
You know what Hooters is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the same thing, except it's guys in tight shorts.
Oh, you guys talked about that.
Yeah, but it's open now. It's open now.
Oh, it wasn't open before.
No, it was just announced.
So how's the business?
I would love to tell you, but the internet's not working for me.
Oh, damn it. Oh, you know...
I'm doing the best I can.
Did you hear about that story about... fucking hell. God damn it.
What?
I have to pee, so I'm like not thinking correctly. Oh, the story about how the Hooters waitress donated her kidney... to a customer.
Yes, I saw that.
That was very touching.
Yeah, the Hooters waitresses are good people.
Yeah. I don't even think Hooters is that bad.
No, it's not.
People blew it up into like really going to a strip club and eating wings. And I've eaten wings at a strip club. And it's not the same experience.
It's very different.
Very different experience. But the wings were bomb, though.
Well, that's good. You got to give the wings two thumbs up.
I was really shocked.
Excellent. Let's see what else we got. Oh, a couple of items out of Florida. I don't have the full story, but the headline really tells the story for these things. There was a man who was arrested after calling the sheriff to get help with a drug buy. He was like, I need to figure this out. I'm going to call the sheriff. One of the things that I do remember from the story is, in addition to a lot of things, he had this really well planned out. He tried to convince the sheriff that he was with the FBI. Damn it!
Now, I am an FBI agent!
There we go.
Oh, man.
That's... I am an FBI agent!
You know what's sad? I'm pretty sure people have gotten away with that before, though.
Well, the cops caught him. The other thing, you know how twins are really close. I can't wait to tell Sam this one. He'll be here for the next show. Apparently, a set of identical twins in Florida were arrested after they got into a brick throwing fight.
Huh?
Yeah, they were throwing bricks at each other.
Sometimes I do really stupid things. And then I do this podcast. And then, like, we do Florida Corner.
Yeah.
And I really think I'm okay. I think this forces me to have like a false sense of self-worth.
It gives you perspective.
Yeah, right? It just really boosts my ego.
It really does. All right. Let's see. Let's see if we can get this to work out right. We'll wrap up the show. I actually can get small town news because it was something that was downloaded. It was Speak Out this week.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Like I said, Speak Out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. First one titled College. If the Clinton Community College Board of Trustees do not recognize what's going on at CCC and act soon, there will be no more college. It's community college, by the way. The destruction of this wonderful institution is getting worse by the day. We are going down fast. Next. At 11:30 p.m. on May 9th, I took a right off Broad Street on South Catherine. Not good lighting there. There was little traffic. I was confronted by a college-age lad coming toward me on a skateboard on the yellow line in the middle of the street. I just barely noticed him while he was having a conversation with a female on the sidewalk. Very unsafe and remarkably poor judgment. Well, driver, let me tell you, he was probably drunk and looking to get laid. And that was really where his thinking was. So. Hey, thanks to the concerned citizens for checking the credentials of all school board members, personnel, teachers, etc. In today's world, we need to keep a constant eye on all public officials, not just the new ones, but the ones who passed previous background checks. Jerks. Hey, friends are friends all the time. When you're out with other people, do not snub them. You never know, you may need them down the road. That's just good advice, Diana. Hey, to the guy who likes to yell out or hurl death threats across a parking lot at someone, you really show your IQ and mentality level. They have programs for that kind of behavior. Yeah, it's called Mensa, I think. Maybe not. Hey, getting the corruption out of Albany or politics is almost impossible. Corruption and politics run hand in hand like peanut butter and jelly. The only thing is, it's about as effective as mixing gas and water. No, it's not, because peanut butter and jelly are delightful. Those work together fine. I don't want
peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Damn it, why is the internet not working?
Way up.
Peanut butter jelly. We should just have that as the background music.
Hey, why would the candidates of the city school board allow signs to be put up all over the city when they're running unopposed? Look closer. The signs are paid for by the teachers' union. They must have a lot of money to waste. I'm confused. Who does the school board represent? And finally,
this thing is so fucking passive aggressive.
These are people who are writing into the local newspaper and they're printing it.
I love it. So why can't we have a speak out? That's Facebook then. Never mind.
And finally, this is titled Bingo. I've been going to bingo at church and fire department, which is my only enjoyment. What bothers me is I sit and watch a fire person take money every week. They can't get any helpers because they're tired of watching that person take money every week. I have no idea what any of that means.
I have no idea what any of that means.
But I do know that's it for Small Town News. We made it through a show with no internet. And hopefully Sam will be here for the Friday action.
It was
actually pretty good. I'm impressed with us.
I'm very impressed. I mean, we definitely wow. Yeah, you're right. No internet.
Yeah, and
who needs technology?
Yeah, well, we need to record.
Yeah,
but,
okay, never mind.
But honestly, this show's going to come out about 5 minutes short of where it would have anyway, and we had no sound for you. We had nothing like that. We just talked about. Me dying.
Where's the thing, the professional DJ one?
Oh, hold on. Let me turn this down here. If I knew that. Oh, it's here.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's up.
So that's how we did that. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
This is like old school. I don't know. I feel like this should be like titled something like this is the off the grid or like the rugged or
unplugged.
Yeah, unplugged. Something like, you know, like dope shit to like express how good we are.
Yeah, nice high five.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was a real high five, you guys, because he's actually 5'8", and so I had to reach up. Don't listen to the doctor.
Nurse. Hi, Doc. So that's going to do it for the Wednesday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Back again on Friday with a fresh news show for you. Hopefully we'll have Sam with us. He said he's on his way, so we'll soon.
Yeah.
Until then, enjoy Fountains of Wayne. This is a Cella on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody.